Tom Butera.
Senator Johnson, Representative Comiega, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Tom Butera. I'm Executive Director of Downey's Coastal Conservancy based in Machias, Maine. I'm testifying on behalf of Downey's Coastal Conservancy, DCC, in opposition to LD 585 as currently written. Our board and committee members are leaders in local and county government, Chamber of Commerce, community health, economic development, commercial fishing, education, youth programming, outdoor recreation, professional guiding, and conservation. We take a balanced approach to policy issues because we care deeply about our region, its people, and its natural resources. LD 585 is flawed as currently written. DCC recommends the following should the legislation move forward: that the Cobscook Bay Rockweed Management Law remain in effect and not be repealed until new legislation is carefully studied and approved by the Maine State Legislature; that DMR and the Marine Resources Committee schedule a series of public hearings throughout its rulemaking process to allow for meaningful public participation, and that a minimum of 2 public hearings be held in Washington County for the benefit of local residents who are unable to make the trip to Augusta; that the rulemaking process be transparent and involve diverse stakeholders from across the spectrum and across the state, since we're considering a statewide plan; that rulemaking on this legislation be major substantive and not routine technical; that the legislature and DMR not enact new legislation until it has the demonstrated human resources to fully enforce the law; that the legislature and DMR only enact new legislation and rules if there are dedicated funds and or revenue sources sufficient for the professional enforcement, monitoring, and scientific study of the rockweed harvest and its ecological impacts conducted by DMR or by qualified independent third parties agreed to in writing by DMR, the Maine Seaweed Council, and the Rockweed Coalition; and that rockweed harvesting be prohibited on state, federal, and private conservation lands, and that those lands and those lands established as permanent scientific no-cut control sites unless the upland property owner consents to its harvest. DCC's fundamental opposition to rockweed harvesting is in response to the uncertain legal ownership of the rockweed. While parties from across the spectrum could cite various Maine revised statutes, independent books, or articles in support of their position, the underlying question of ownership of the rockweed resources is inconclusive based on existing Maine case law. Despite the Maine Law Court's ruling in Hill v. Lord, 48 ME8396, that the seaweed is owned by the upland owner, the court has not recently clarified the rights of riparian owners and harvesters with respect to seaweed found in the intertidal zone. A March 24, 2008 legal opinion from former Attorney General Stephen Rowe to former DMR Commissioner George D. LaPointe concludes that, quote, the state law in Maine does not provide, a definitive answer to your question of whether the public's rights within Maine's intertidal zone include the harvest of seaweed. In the absence of additional guidance from the law court, we are unable to provide a more definitive opinion about the scope of these rights, end quote. DMR has addressed this issue in its own publications and public statements. DMR's 2011 Rockweed Fact Sheet stated the following under Who Owns the Rockweed section on the back panel. Quote, in Maine, private property ownership typically extends to the low tide line. By law, people may access a privately owned intertidal zone only for fishing, fowling, and navigation. Whether or not rockweed is considered a public resource and harvesting is considered fishing from a modern perspective has yet to be determined by the courts, end quote. DMR revised that fact sheet in January 23, 2013, but purposefully stripped out mention of the contested legal ownership. Unless there has been a new Maine case law that further clarifies the ownership of the rockweed, we assume that DMR is obligated to acknowledge this legal uncertainty. DMR's 2012 and 2013 commercial harvesting application form specifically states, a DMR license authorizes the holder to harvest seaweed in compliance with Maine regulations governing cutting length and other conservation measures from anywhere where seaweed may legally be taken. The holder of this license and any property owners must be aware that Maine's common law, meaning state law developed through court decisions, is not clear as to whether seaweed located in the intertidal zone, defined as the shores, flats, and other lands between high and low watermark, is owned by the public generally or by the upland property owner. Therefore, since ownership of the seaweed in the intertidal zone is an unsettled question, that only Maine courts can definitively answer, the state of Maine takes no position on, one, whether the public may harvest seaweed from those areas without interfering with private property rights of the upland owner, or, two, whether the upland property owners may prohibit the public harvest of seaweed in those areas, end quote. In view of this disclaimer, how can DMR justify its licensing of harvesters to take what DMR admits may be private property without the consent of the private property owner? The seaweed is like hay or the tips of fir trees. It is not like a fish. In April 2012, DCC sent letters to rockweed harvesters requesting that they not harvest on DCC fee-owned properties, properties that we have title to. The letters were accompanied by maps to scale showing DCC's conserved lands. On three occasions, Acadian Sea Plants harvested rockweed from the shores of DCC's Ingersoll Point conservation land in South Addison. We contacted Acadian requesting they cease harvesting activities, but that was disregarded. We tried contacting Commissioner Kelleher, but those calls went unanswered. Ingersoll Point was protected using Land for Maine Future and North American Wetland Conservation Act grant funds. DCC is required through our project agreement with LMF and a notice of grant requirements with NACA to hold and manage these properties and to preserve wildlife habitat, protect scenic qualities, and provide outdoor recreational uses in keeping with the resource values of the property. We have asked both funders and our state agency sponsor, Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, for guidance regarding commercial harvest of rockweed in the intertidal zone where DCC is the upland riparian landowner. It's also worth noting that DCC maintains the no-cut rockweed registry of lot owners who do not permit rockweed harvesting on their land. The registry originated in Copsewick Bay but has grown to include coastal landowners from the following 12 towns: Addison, Callis, Eastport, Edmonds, Jonesport, Lubeck, Machiasport, Millbridge, Pembroke, Perry, Robinston, and Trescott. There are presently 553 lot owners registered on the no-cut rockweed registry, and 61% of those registrants are year-round Maine residents. The registry includes the town of Lubeck and the city of Callis. The process of registering one land is voluntary, and it requires time and intent on the part of the landowner to complete and submit the necessary documentation. We do not envy the task that the Marine Resource Committee is presented with. The committee is being asked to repeal existing protections that resulted from public process and stakeholder compromise and to replace them with a new statewide management plan before knowing the full details of the proposed new protections. Why repeal a law whose merit was carefully considered when it was enacted before its replacement can be considered? The original law may turn out to be a wise one. The committee and legislature are also being asked to enact management of the rockweed resource for the rockweed resource, which remains of uncertain legal ownership. This issue will ultimately be decided in Maine law court. I thank you for your service to the state, for your consideration of our concerns, and our position related to LD 585 before the committee.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions from the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You referenced the registry, which you maintain.
That's correct.
What's the basis of that registry? Is it paper records, online, computer? How accessible is that information and form?
Sure. So private landowners submit to us. We have a form in which they register. They include their map and lot number. They include their book and page number for their deed. And they include their legal name, legal address, seasonal address, if there's any. So we collect information. We put that into a database, which is our proprietary database. We provide reports to DMR, also to harvesters and other conservation stakeholders, I believe at least once a year. We also take the map and lot data information. We're now, thankfully, we have the University of Maine at Machias has done GIS tax map layers for most of Washington County. We're able to send that information, the Rockweed Registry information, to Maine Coast Heritage Trust, who pro bono on their time provides a map at workable scale annually so that both the state, federal, and private conservation lands are shown on that map, as well as lands that are on the Rockweed Registry. All of those are coded in different colors, so you're able to discern which category it falls into.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.